O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. 3 years. 3 years is how long Jesus' earthly ministry lasted, from his first words to his last. His first words were spoken in the wilderness. No one lives by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus' final words on the earth are spoken after the resurrection on a mountain in Galilee. Remember that I am with you always, to the end of the age. In between these opening and closing statements of the gospel is 3 years, that's all. And in that time, his ministry was a whirlwind of activity. Healings abounded so that the sick and dying had hope, and the restored had testimony to share. Forgiveness flowed like rivers so that those who wanted a fresh start had but to turn around and find new paths were open to them. Followers and disciples flocked to him so that those who sought to build their lives around purpose, they found a path. It's a lot. Parables grew like flowers. New teachings abounded that taught about the heart of the law that is more precious than gold, even much fine gold. All of that in just 3 years. It's a whirlwind of activity. It is easy to leave something out. Did I leave something out? Oh, well, there was this little item from our reading today. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And after his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. That's a lot. Many of the saints were raised from the dead and came out of the tombs and visited people. You could be forgiven if this is the first time that you're learning about this story or hearing about it. It's not a well-known story. I promise it's in there. It is Matthew 27, 52, and 53. You could be forgiven if you have never heard this before. It is not a well-known story, and that in itself is worth noting. If many people coming back from the dead is something that can be easily overlooked, if that is easily overlooked, then there is just too much going on. If many people coming back from the dead is just sort of a casual aside, as if that's not the main thing that people are talking about, there is just plain too much going on. And there is everything in the whole gospel from beginning to end. It takes place in 3 years. And so this episode, and I cannot stress it enough, this episode of many people coming back from the dead and visiting people in Jerusalem, if this is just kind of overlooked, too much. The gospel authors, they're trying to communicate that the entire world had changed, that Christ's death and resurrection meant that death was not the final word, not for them, not for anyone who had ever lived, not for anyone who would ever be born. Death has been swallowed up in victory, and eternal life is the inheritance of all of the children of God because of what God has done. So, yeah, compared to that, I guess this episode of the dead coming back to life, maybe that is just an aside. There's just too much going on. To me, this is the most relatable part of the whole gospel. The too much going on part, not the being visited by dead people part. Because the days we are living in, there is just plain too much going on. Cast your mind back 3 years, 4 years, roughly the amount of time that Jesus' ministry lasted. Think back to Easter of 2020. In the handful of years between then and now, the whole world has been shaken to its foundations. wars have begun and they have ended, and new wars have begun. Economic crises have risen and fallen. Social upheaval has caught up the nation in new dreams of what might be possible. Oh, and lest we forget, a global pandemic that swept over the earth like a flood, only to be beaten back by an unprecedented scientific and engineering and logistical task to advance brand new technologies where the stakes are lives measured in the millions. Too much going on. It's easy to have missed things. Huge things that should have been the main thing. Like, do you remember the aliens thing? Bear with me here. Congress had serious, meaningful hearings on unexplained aerial phenomena, aka UFOs, with the main whistleblower being this extremely straight-laced Navy guy, testifying soberly before Congress. And the point that he was making was that naval pilots were regularly encountering UFOs and then not reporting it out of fear of being stigmatized. And this straight-laced Navy guy's testimony was, he doesn't know or care if they're aliens, but all unexplained aerial contacts should be documented for the purposes of national security. His point was the paperwork wasn't being done. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking a position on the existence or non-existence of aliens, but there is too much going on if straight-laced naval whistleblower reports the Navy encounters dozens of UFOs every year for that not to be major news. There is too much going on, so I get it. I can relate. Many of the saints were raised from the dead, and after the resurrection, they visited many people in Jerusalem. I understand how that could get overlooked. The world is tough to keep up with. A lot is happening all the time, and a lot of it is terribly, terribly bad. Just following the things that do manage to dominate the headlines, just following that, it would look to any reasonable observer that the world was going to hell in a handbasket, but there's so much going on. It's easy to overlook things that are resurrection at work, new life at work, a new world in the process of becoming, what had been thought to be dead returning to life, things that are legitimately amazing, but it's possible to just miss. Nuclear fusion works. There is too much going on for that not to be dominating the news. Nuclear fusion, it is the physical process that makes the sun work. Nuclear fusion reactors here on Earth are now good enough that they generate more power than they take in. That was this year. Unlike other nuclear power that requires mining rare earths and leaves us with radioactive waste, nuclear fusion just requires hydrogen, which isn't so much abundant as it is omnipresent. Nuclear fusion uses hydrogen as a fuel, and the byproduct is helium. I can't overstate what a big deal it is that fusion reactors generate more power now than they take in. It means that the concept fundamentally works, which is not a surprise. Nuclear fusion is what makes the sun work, and say what you will about the sun, but it definitely works. We've captured that power here on Earth. Like Prometheus delivering the fire of the heavens into human hands, and the only thing left to do is to solve engineering problems. And you know who loves that kind of thing? Engineers. They do it for fun. What we have within reach is limitless clean energy, and because the byproduct is helium, balloons are going to get a lot cheaper too. A new golden age of dirigibles is coming. It's going to be cool. Resurrection, new life, a new world in the process of becoming right before our eyes, and it's easy to overlook. There is a vaccine now for malaria. There is too much going on for that not to be dominating the news. At its worst in recent years, malaria would kill 600,000 people a year, mostly children in Africa. 600,000 deaths. untold, unimaginable grief. God's heart ripped open over and over again. Families with seats missing at holiday dinners. Ghana has done such an exceptional job of public health in rolling out this vaccine that today they are now in the elimination stage of controlling malaria in that country. That's amazing. There is too much going on for that not to be big news. Beavers, no longer in the endangered species list. Sharks, many species of sharks are off the endangered species list. If anything, sharks are doing a little too well. Resurrection, new life, a new world in the process of becoming right before our eyes. And it is easy to overlook. It is easy to overlook things that are resurrection at work, new life at work, things that seemed to be dead coming back with a word, with a testimony for us. Things that are legitimately amazing, but it is possible to miss. Things as amazing as a little aside, that many of the saints were raised and came with a word of testimony to the holy city. Things it is possible to miss, but they're still real. The power of resurrection is still real. It is at work in the world. Christ is risen. He was crucified, descended into death, and rose again. And now, today, forevermore, death has been swallowed up. Oh, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Life has won. Hallelujah.